Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As I was doing the story, I was doing the Johnny Cash.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kevin Jackson, folks, if you listen, take care. Oh, my goodness. I can feel that train rolling, rolling down the tracks. I'm talking about the Trump train. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. And I'm telling you, we are so close on Backstage Club. And for those of you who are like, well, Kevin, we ain't got anything yet. Yeah, you do. When you sign up for the Backstage Club, you put your information in there, I'll call you. We'll talk. That's number one. Time away from what I need to do, my family, etc. There's not a person who's donated to the Backstage Club that hasn't gotten something back from me. Not to mention, even though we haven't sent it out yet, because what's going to happen when you sign up, there'll be a whole series of emails that says, hey, you're now free admission on the Flick Fest. You get members of the Cost Club. Here's your free gift. Here's the goodie basket you're going to get at the end of the year, blah, blah, blah. It'll give you all the details. But right now, I'll talk to you. I'll tell you what's coming, what to expect. You're going to get behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody else will get. It's as simple as that. I'll tease it on here, but I'm not going to let anybody else have it. Special presentations to you. Shows that I'll do that are only for you guys. Access to us on video that are only for members of the club. That's it. Here's the thing. I don't care if it's 50 people or if we reach the 500 that we want to get to. And by the way, there are levels. There's a $25, a $50, and a $100 level. Now, for those of you who are part of the 500 Warriors, you will automatically be in the Backstage Club as well, even though you're paying $5 less, but because that's a separate thing. So either way you go, if you're a Warrior or you're Backstage, you're a member. Oh, by the way, you'll get all my articles with no pop-up ads. That's the other benefit you get. So there's lots of stuff that's coming. And, you know, again, it's access because it's time and energy. So I hope you do get started with this. Let's get back to this Trump train because it keeps on rolling and it's smashing every roadblock that the Democrats put in its path. I don't know if you guys know this, probably didn't think about it too much, but Donald Trump swept the Missouri and Idaho Republican caucuses last weekend, captured 39 delegates, all of them in Michigan in the GOP convention. And, of course, Super Tuesday is a foregone conclusion. He will sweep the country. The inevitability of Trump's third straight presidential nomination and third straight win now must codify in the minds of his opponents, both the Democrats and the Rhinos, a.k.a. the Uniparty. They are scared to death. And speaking of the enemies of Donald Trump, how about that Fani Willis? She got her buttocks smacked, and not in the way that Nathan Wade is doing it. She's got these frivolous cases against Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been paying attention, you witnessed the most brutal beatdown of a woman operating way above her pay grade and her abilities as she got Trump handled. Now, that's bigger than manhandled. She got Trump handled. She put up this ill-considered case against Donald Trump on election interference when a man, all he wanted to do was say, look, I want a fair election. I want to know I won this election. And he did. And oh, by the way, in Georgia, they are uncovering all kinds of shenanigans. How these people can deny this is crazy. And the Democrats did it right. They cheated and then they said, prove it. And then you prove it 3 years later and they go, well, no harm, no foul. Joe Biden's done. Yeah, well, you know what happened? Fannie Willis proved she's interfering in an election right now. That's what everybody's doing, and that's what they're afraid of. That's what these Democrats are scared of, is that people are going to realize, you know what? We know. They know that we're targeting Trump because we know we can't beat him. They're saying it on talk shows. Don't believe me. These are Democrats in their own words.
Were I in charge, and as my children say, thankfully you're not, were I in charge, I would ask Fannie Willis to step aside, and I'd ask Nathan Wade to step aside. I would want very much for the office of the district attorney to remain on the case. If the office is disqualified, then this thing is not going to trial for a very long time. But if she steps aside for appearance purposes and Wade steps aside for the same appearance purposes, then I think this case could go forward really probably in very late fall, depending on the timeline of other trials. But if she stays on this case, I think that you raise a very good question of whether or not the public will think that this is, as Trump has argued, a political prosecution. And that, of course, is not in the interests of America or specifically the justice system.
That's just the Fannie Willis part. We still got Letitia James. She's next. Fathead Alvin Bragg. Finally, Jack Smith's going to meet his fate. And on the Rhino side of the thing, Nikki Haley is clearly in the rearview mirror. That's who you heard me say it right. It's not Haley, it's Haley. Nikki who? Nikki Haley. Not that she ever was a player. Nikki Haley was never a player. She was a made-up figment of the Uniparty, the last effort they could try to mount to get Donald Trump. And as I said, that nomination is a foregone conclusion. Democrats got to shift strategy again. And Fannie didn't help them. She didn't help by showing that while they're looking for dirt on Donald Trump, a man who was trying to protect his presidency and who did it the right way and still got screwed over, which, by the way, brought many black folks into the Trump camp, many of them. Many black people are like, man, I thought I was oppressed. $450-something million? that's what they're going to charge him with, Letitia? $450-something million, $80-something million because he was supposedly molested some skank named E. Jean Carroll. Black folks are waking up going, wait a minute, this is not about us. This is about what the Democrats decide when they want to target somebody, no matter who it is, whether it's black, whether it's, in this case, a rich white Republican male. They just, when they do it, you've got no remedy. And look who they use. You know, there ain't a brother out there that hadn't been jacked over by some black chick. And he's going, see, that's how they are. That's how Fannie and Letitia and those kind of people are. Yeah, buddy. People are waking up. It's no longer going to be an excuse. Oh, you can't attack her because she's a black woman. That's going to be your main excuse to attack her, Mr. Go. She ain't got a lick of common sense.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What will the Democrats do? Because Donald Trump is a foregone conclusion for the Republican nomination. But you know who's not a foregone conclusion? Joe Biden. Now for the Democrats' nomination, he's in big trouble. So is the Democratic Party. They don't want you to know that. They want to drag this. Oh, Nikki Haley's still in it. Nikki Haley. That's what I call her. Nikki Haley. 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Network. That's where you can get a hold of me. I hope you guys will go ahead and check out our merch. Give me your feedback. Kevin, I think it's too expensive. Whatever. Tell me what you think. I think it's amazing merch. Unique. When it goes away, it goes away. So check it out. And by the way, our merch is our message. You've heard, if you listen to the program on Spotify or wherever you may listen to it, on iTunes, it's one of our commercials. Our merch is our message. That's what we do. So we hope you'll support our efforts. And for my warriors out there and my members of the Backstage Club, thank you. Thank you all. Anyway, I want to get back to this Donald Trump thing. The Trump train rolling down the track. Can't stop it. There's nothing Democrats can do. They got to shift strategy, and they're trying to figure out which strategy can we shift to. Let's say Donald Trump is a racist. The other day, excuse me, Donald Trump made a comment about, you know, his mugshot the way they're persecuting him, targeting him. He says, this is endearing me to black folks. Oh, it's a racist comment. And black people responded and said, no, it's not. That ain't racist. He's right. I've said it. I'm black, not 79%. Good enough. More than the one drop rule. But anyway, the point is black people are resonating with Trump for all the right reasons. I can give you polling if you want it. I'll get into it a little bit here. Anyway, Just for News wrote this. Because here's the thing. With everything now behind him, Trump can be on message now. He can focus. And his message, you want to know what it is? Election interference by the Democrats, by prosecutorial misconduct. They are using the legal system to try to tie his arm so he can't get into office. They are thwarting a U.S. citizen who's already been president. They've already seen the outcome. And you know what people want? They want it back. There's a video circulating. There's a bunch of them, but there's one in particular. There's these black dudes, man. They are cursing through it. They're bleeping it out. But they're like, man, Trump is my bleep, bleep. I love Trump, man. Trump is my bleep, bleep. Trump, man, that's my bleep. It's hysterical to watch. And it's different black folks. And it's in the inner city, folks. This is not people wearing suit and tie. This is dude, the guy you think, oh, yeah, he ain't a Trump voter. Yeah, he is. Black men. And let me tell you something. They can talk about black women, whatever the vote is, because Trump ended up getting like 16% of the vote last time. Trump is going to get over 20% of the black vote this election. Guarantee you. Anyway, here, Just for News wrote this. As he easily dispatched of Nikki Haley and rolled up new delegates in three states, Trump stumped for votes in Virginia ahead of Tuesday's 15-state primary bonanza. Super Tuesday, which is coming up. With a firm grip on the nominating process, Trump set his sights on the fall election. Republicans must win. We want a landslide that is too big to rig. We're doing a shirt, too big to rig. Trump wrote this on the social media platform as he swept all of last Saturday's contest. There truly is no way, folks, for the Democrats or the Uniparty to beat Donald Trump. Almost unanimously, polls show the former president crushing Joe Biden and crushing any challenger. Put any name in there you want. Google it. Trump v. insert stupid Democrat here. And in fact, insert stupid Democrat here may be the best one who wins. They may be getting more votes than Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama combined. Insert stupid Democrat here. I watched a discussion where a CNN reporter mentioned Trump's slight lead over Biden, and she referenced a New York Times Siena College poll that got released on Saturday. It showed Trump leading Biden 48% to 43%. Now, 5 points is more than a slight lead, particularly given that polls lean left. Now, understand this. Biden is not in the 40% range on any policy issue, nor is he in the 40% range on his overall approval. But here's what's most disturbing to Democrats. It should be anyway. It's that 47% of Americans polled strongly disapprove of Biden's performance as president. When you add the disapprove of Biden's performance as president, you are in the 60 percentile. Joe Biden, as far as approval or strong approval of Biden, does not get into the 40%. So here's what I keep asking you. How does Joe Biden get to 43% in national polls when no poll, nothing shows him at 40%? Nothing. Not his border policy, not his foreign policy outside of the border, not his domestic policy, you name it. Even with him trying to illegally give students money that for their paying for, you know, for education or indoctrination, that doesn't help him. He's not even winning the youth vote. So in 2024, it's impossible to rig. As Trump said, win too big to rig. Biden is not the 81 million vote man that they claimed he was. And in fact, he never was that. So given that he's maybe lucky if he's a 60 million vote man, how does he win? He has lost votes in almost every voting block, particularly with blacks, as I said earlier, but he's also lost that coveted youth vote. And for every I hate Trump vote that you want to tell me about, I can tell you this. There's I'm switching to Trump vote that's out there. So I'd really like to know. I mean, outside of cheating, there is, and by the way, this was true in 2020. So there you going, well, Kevin, that's what we said in 2020 and they still cheated in. They did. You're right. I'm not going to deny that. And I'm not going to tell you, we better stay vigilant during this whole thing. But they can't do it because Joe Biden's got a record now. The Democrats are now showcasing their hand. What Donald Trump did that is so beautiful, it's big and it's beautiful, is that he got the Democrats to expose themselves in a way that they never wanted to do it. Now, here's the next part. COVID ain't going to save his old butt. Despite all the hints to the next scandemic. Oh, there's a new scandemic coming. Ooh, everybody better be scared. Nobody's scared. I told you yesterday, the CDC came out and said, look, if you got COVID, it's like the flu. Just go do your life. Go live your life. It's like the flu. It's going to kill some people. It's not going to kill some people. And almost every state has put in checks and balances in effect that won't allow another massive cheat to happen. Rhinos have been replaced, valid voter registration implemented, no illegal voting, and so on. I'm not telling you it's a panacea, but it's better than it was before. And there are Democrats who don't want Biden back in there. But finally, worst of all, folks, is the popularity of Donald Trump. Trump may very well break Biden's bot vote record and surpass 81 million votes. And that would make it too big to rig.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's another name emerging to eventually replace Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as the GOP's leading lawmaker on the Senate side. Senator John Thune is reportedly lining up a run for the post after McConnell steps down in November. Thune's facing at least one other Republican, Texas Senator John Cornyn, who announced his bid last week. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement.
He made the emotional announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
In Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups
ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL Draft and played 13 seasons with the team.
USA's John Schaefer. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I ask this question periodically on the show, just to level set. And I don't have an answer for you. I truly want you to soul search and ask yourself this question. Now, let me set it up. Donald Trump is under fire. 91 indictments. Lawsuits pending for E. Jean Carroll, $86 million of Letitia Fathead James. I know that's Alvin Bragg's my nickname for him, but whatever. Letitia's got a fat head, too. She looks like, what's her name? Oh, geez, from Norbit. I forget her name. I actually did a meme about her. But anyway, Letitia James, the $453 million that Trump owes for whatever, for no reason, right? So you got that. And whatever else that's pending, Jack Smith's going after him. As I mentioned, the 91 indictments. And who would you rather be? Would you rather be Donald Trump under fire with of everything I just said, or would you rather be Biden? Now, before you answer that question in your own brain, and you maybe already did, because it's a pretty snap answer for me, but I want you to think of it as a candidate. Who would you rather be? Would you rather be Donald Trump facing whatever headwinds you're facing as a candidate or Joe Biden? And then I want you to ask yourself, who would you rather be as a human being? I'm talking about just a regular citizen. Would you rather be Joe Biden married to Jill with his little baby boy, Hunter, at age 54, who they treat like he's an infant? You'd think Hunter was 7 years old and got into his daddy's crack, and that's how he became a crackhead. Hunter Biden is a grown butt man, and they treat this man like a child. But I'm starting to sway you. I don't want to sway you. I'm just asking you, which family would you rather be? Would you rather be the Donald Trump and his family? Or would you rather be Joe Biden and his family? I'm talking about as a human being, because they tell you that Donald Trump is a despicable human being. I mean, this is a guy who every one of his kids, you know, comes home and wants to be around pops. And the only one that Joe Biden has, I don't hear much about Ashley. I hear a ton about Hunter. I don't hear much about Ashley. They tell us, Joe Biden, oh, the grandkids love being around old grandpa. Yeah, they don't like calling me old grandpa these days. But, okay, let's look at it from a political perspective, because we're going to get into this. Saturday Night Live mocked Joe Biden. The Italians are mocking Joe Biden. The people are starting to mock Joe Biden. The media has been unleashed on Joe Biden. They can now freely talk about him, his age, his cognitive abilities, etc. Joe Biden is under attack. But let's look at him from a purely political perspective. And I'm going to do some compare and contrast so you can understand what was going on with Donald Trump as well. So we've got a border invasion that Donald Trump had stopped, and Joe Biden is led through. There's clip after clip. You don't have to believe me. You can go find Joe Biden. He says with his own mouth, we got to treat these. We have to find a way to bring these people in quicker. He believes everybody coming into America is here on asylum. They should all come in quicker. And the only thing between what's going on with the legal system and the, quote, illegal system is we're not bringing them in quick enough on the illegal system. Forget the legal system. They barely mention that. So we've got a border invasion that has got political ramifications. And I'm just asking you the question, would you rather be dealing with the border situation based on Trump's methodology or based on Biden's methodology? And let's look at the ramifications of illegal immigration. How's that impacting Joe Biden? Are people blaming Trump? Because I know that's been the thing. Oh, it's Trump's fault. This border thing is Trump's fault. You think people are buying that? And what about in New York and other places where they're finally having to confront the realism of this problem? And now what's their solution? Throw money at it. Give them money. Put them in five-star hotels, give them money, treat them better than citizens. Let them out of jail free. Don't charge them with anything. Don't charge them with crimes. Ignore the existing crimes. So what about that? Let's look at this one. The Ukraine war. How's that working out for Joe? First of all, under Trump, Putin didn't dare go into Ukraine. He wouldn't do it. It wasn't because Donald Trump was threatening with war. It was because Donald Trump was threatening him with the economy. Believe it or not, Russia needs America. We're still buying their beluga caviar. We're still buying that Russian fish. We're still buying a lot of Russian products. Don't fool yourself. So what about the Ukraine war? We played a clip the other day of a guy. He was like, well, are we sending $165 billion to Ukraine when it would pay for, you know, we could pay for the wall eight times. We could pay for all the homeless veterans, give them $2 million. We could give every, you know, single parent, single, you know, woman in America, this much for the family, blah, blah, blah. He broke it down by numbers. I don't know if the numbers were legit, but I do know this, $165 billion would help a lot of Americans. How do we get into sending $165 billion to a country where we really had nothing going? Now, you could say, well, Kevin, we had COVID, you know, labs over there. We had, you know, secret labs. Okay, but maybe so. What's that got to do with the war? What about the Israel war? Is Biden winning votes on that? Would Hamas have attacked Israel under Trump? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm just asking, if you're contrasting between Trump and Biden, there is no Ukraine war. There is no Israel war. And what about that Trump crime family? Every time they bring something up, they bring up. It's become ridiculous. Well, Donald Trump dealt with 20 different foreign countries as a businessman. Yeah, he has hotels and resorts. Where do you think people stay? They did it in Congress. I don't have the clip. But the guy was, he said, let me just say how ridiculous it is. They went back to 1999 and 2000 and documented Chinese staying in Donald Trump's hotels in 1999 and 2000. That's what they want you to believe. Donald Trump is a corrupt politician. Now, when he got into office, he divested himself of all of his business holdings, yet he's a corrupt one. I ask you again, whose position would you rather be in? Donald Trump, where you're accused of corruption and it's nonsense, or the Biden crime family, where you've got SARS reports, you've got wire transfers, you've got all kinds of stuff? We'll get to old and feeble because we know that. We know that's an issue. And as I mentioned, Saturday Night Live was mocking the guy. But I'll get to that in the next segment. But I'll touch on it here. They wanted you to believe Donald Trump's old, as old as Biden. Okay, fine. Donald Trump took a cognitive test. Joe Biden didn't. He refuses to. He had his doctor rubber stamp him just recently with people knowing he's not worthy. When we get to the next segment, I promise you, I'm going to give you some numbers and some things that will blow your mind. The polls, the detached from reality polls. What I'm talking about there is Joe Biden wants people to believe that his economy is doing well. And people are saying, we're struggling. I'll tell you, every time I go to the grocery store, I can almost guarantee I'll strike up a conversation. I'm looking for a product, and I go, whoa! And then the person next to me goes, yeah, buddy. You know, or it'll be a woman, it'll go, I know. I go, this is the price of this? You've got to be kidding me. I feel like I'm, you know, like we've been sanctioned. Are we on, is there an embargo against America where we can't get goods and services? Remember watching Schindler's List or some movie where the kid had a candy bar and it was $10? I mean, this was in the 1940s. $10. Like, what? It's the cost of it. What about J6 polling? Are people believing the lies? You know, we got all these conspiracy theories on our side. Who's being believed here? Joe Biden made a big deal about COVID, what he did about COVID, jobs, and all the different things that he's done. Is that benefiting him? Is it benefiting the Democrats? Do people believe? What do you think the next scamdemic is going to generate? I'm just giving you a few things to think about. Who would you rather be? J6 polling is an example. Do you think that Donald Trump's going to get vindicated when we find out? I mean, because at some point we're going to find out the truth. Certainly, I can tell you Democrats hate that. And finally, and not that this is the only one, because I've got a longer list than this, but we're going to run out of time here. What about all these corrupt prosecutors? I talked about Trump's 91 indictments. Look at what's happening with Fannie Willis and her entire staff. What do you think is going to happen to Letitia James when it's all said and done? Now that she's going after the beef producers, why? Because they don't have a plan to go to net zero. What are you going to do with all those cows farting? I mean, that methane gas is being released. By the way, I don't know if you've seen it. They've made studies that said they understand the need for that gas. See, God knows what he's doing. He knows why he made the cows. Anyway, these corrupt prosecutors are all going to go down. They think they're getting ahead. Look at what it's done to look at these leftist black women like Fannie Willis and Tiffany Henyard and Letitia James and, of course, Alvin Bragg and others. Who would you rather be, Trump or Biden?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who would you rather be, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Politically or just as a human being? I know who I pick. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Want to give a shout-out to the folks at KFOY. Out of Nevada. Hadn't spoken to you guys in a while. Not getting a lot of feedback from you, but I know you're listening and on American Matters, and I'm glad that you're to be part of that radio family, so to speak. And thank you guys for your time and for listening. I really appreciate it. For those of you who don't know much more about me, go to the Kevin Jackson Network. Find out more about the team. We've got a lot of great things there. We're going to be simplifying things quite a bit. If you really like what you hear and you want to become a bigger part of what we do, be sure to become one of my warriors or join the Backstage Club. If you're one of my warriors, you're one of 500 people that we want to enlist to give us $20 a month recurring. I don't want to come begging for it every month because we figure 10 grand's enough to keep a show going. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into this stuff. And because we can't get advertisers because of Google and all these guys' restrictions and the shadow banning, we got to be able to survive. So I know it's asking a lot of you to buck up, but we do. We ask you. I can't do this by myself. And I'm not one of these prideful people. Oh, I'm going to pretend that we make all kinds of money. No, I have a little money myself. And I invested over $250,000 last year to keep this thing going. I'm not doing it anymore. It's just that simple. So if you want my voice out there fighting for you, fine, do it. If you don't, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'll make the transition. And it's not a threat. It is what it is. It's not my responsibility to single-handedly try to save the Republic. We are all in this together. If we don't see it, shame on us. We get what we get. If Donald Trump loses the next election, it won't be because of me. Because I've been fighting for this man for better part of what was since 2016. So let's move it forward. Joe Biden's got a lot of headwinds, folks, to get his re-selection as president. And along with his tragic performance as president, he's added 4 more years to the gorilla that's been on his back since 2020. And you know what it is. It is his age. And aside from his dismal political record, his pathological lying, his corruption, he was too old to be cheated into the presidency in 2020. But now, even Democrats know he can't win a second term. There was a guy that tweeted Biden's how Americans feel about Biden's age, and he referenced a New York Times Siena poll. And here's what it wrote. Widespread concerns about Biden's age pose a deepening threat to his reelection bid, with a majority of voters who supported him in 2020 now saying he's too old to lead the country effectively. You ready for the numbers? 73% of voters think Biden is too old to lead. Only 25% of morons believe Biden can lead effectively. At least 2% that didn't say it one way or the other. By contrast, 55% of Americans believe Trump is fit to lead effectively, and only 21% strongly agree that Trump is unfit to lead. It was a total of 42% where 21% said strongly agree, and some said kind of agree that Trump is unfit. But here's the problem with Trump's side. Those are people that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. They don't care about Trump's age. Trump could be 40. They'd still say he was unfit to lead. Joe Biden's is based strictly on age. Trump is campaigning all over the country. He's in front of thousands of people every day. You cannot miss Donald Trump. He's either at a rally, he's on TV, he's on Truth Social or somewhere. He's giving a statement. You can't say, oh, he's unfit. There's not any data that's going to be like, oh, Donald Trump went bloop, 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 cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Let Joe Biden speak 5 minutes anywhere, and I guarantee you got a soundbite of Joe Biden going, well, anyway. The man trips over invisible sandbags. He can't walk up 2 steps. And despite all the efforts to modernize Joe Biden, he's still going to screw up. SNL mocked him. We're going to play a little bit of this clip. But they mocked him, and it was hysterical. And I mean, it touched on so many different things. We'll play a little bit of it because it's 5 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing. But here's part of the clip of them saying things about Joe Biden.
We are now joined live by Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas.
Thanks for having me, Dana. Man, I am exhausted. I was with Joe Biden for the past weekend, and phew! He wiped me out.
Okay, so you feel he's up to the job.
Dana, I was just with him. And behind closed doors, he's a dynamo. This weekend, we both went down to the border town of Brownsville, Texas, and Joe went into beast mode. He said, we got to tighten this border. Look how easy I can cross it. Then he parkoured up to the top of the border wall. He front-flipped into the Rio Grande and came back up with a fish in his mouth. But you didn't report that because it doesn't fit your little narrative.
Well, with all due respect, it doesn't fit reality.
Oh, please, Dan. Dana. We were all just with him. If you don't believe us, just ask a good friend of mine, one of the NBA's fiercest players, Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green.
Let's go live to San Francisco. Hello, Mr. Green.
Yeah, what's up, Dana? Are we talking about Joe Biden? Because he got that dog in him.
You've met the president.
I was just with him, and behind closed doors, he is strong. Joe got that grandpa monkey strength, and he can jump. That man could jump so high that I saw him grab a dollar off the top of the backboard and leave some change. Also, did you know he dunked on me?
He dunked on you?
Yeah, it was disrespectful, too. He windmilled in my face, and he talked about, yeah, next time, young blood. And I wasn't having it, so I tried to punch him in the ass, and I broke three fingers. Yeah. You can't mess with Joe, man.
So you can see even Saturday Night Live is mocking the idea that the left is trying to make Joe appear youthful and vigorous. Those are the words that they've used. Those have been the talking points. Joe is youthful and vigorous. He's youthful and vigorous.
If you're concerned about Joe Biden's age, you probably don't know Joe Biden.
Biden is actually in good shape.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Any aide who engages with him or reporters, we can see this. The gears of his mind are working.
The right-wing media has so fixated on Biden and Biden purportedly having cognitive issues.
It's not just making an issue of Biden's age. It's lying. It's saying he's senile, saying he's demented, saying he's out of it.
Russian television has been filled with speculation about President Biden's age, about his mental state of mind.
That's an issue pushed by right-wing media, but it's not correct.
Yeah, Republicans on the other side have spent 4 years almost kind of weaponizing Biden's age against him. Trump is not that much younger than him.
Biden is just a couple of years older than Donald Trump.
Why so much attention on Biden's age? Trump isn't much younger.
This whole vein is really, really unseemly. I mean, ageism.
I'm going to say quite bluntly, there is some ageism going on here.
Yeah, I think there is some ageism going on.
Biden's personal physician wrote that he, quote, remains a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He is a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He had a good physical. His doctor says he's vigorous.
The reality is nothing like the dystopian picture that the Republicans are trying to paint of this senile, doddering president. And he's as sharp as a tack.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So one of my favorite clips from the things from the Saturday Night Live deal is everybody who talks about Biden says, I was just with him. I was just with him. They all say, and behind closed doors. Yeah, they all want you to believe. I mean, and that's, it was good mocking. Very good mocking. Dr. Phil had something to say about the Biden controversy here. He was on TMZ, and here's what he had to say when he was asked about Biden taking a cognitive test.
Exam for Joe Biden came out and said he doesn't need a cognitive test, so we're just not going to do one. It just felt so ridiculous to me because that's the issue in the election. People have seen things on television that are concerning, and if they've seen it, it seems like the doctor has seen it, and it just felt so false to me. And I'm wondering how you felt about it.
One of my specialties back when I was in practice was brain and central nervous system. And cognitive ability, cognitive agility, and these things can be defined objectively, such as memory, of course, and what's called working memory, the ability to comprehend, put sentences together, express yourself. All of these things are very measurable. And if you really had nothing to hide, I think you would hide nothing. And if you had no problem with neurological deficits, wouldn't you want to crow about that? Wouldn't you want to have a transparent neurocognitive examination and show the world that was the case? That kills the issue in the election.
Welcome back. In another interview, Dr. Phil actually said that he thinks Joe Biden is having cognitive problems. And people are, you know, thank Dr. Phil for speaking out. Yeah, thank you for explaining the obvious. We all know he's got cognitive issues. That's why he won't test.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Level.